And believe it or not, we are down to our very, very last segment. And this last segment is so good, we're going to have two people on two different topics. And since one of them didn't show up yet, he's caught up in conversation now. A voice and a name and a face you're very familiar with, Monica Ashour, who, gosh, I have known for so, so long, long before. I don't know if the idea of Tobit was in your mind yet when I first got to know you or not, but Monica's here, and I want to try to find the connection between these two guests, other than the fact that you're probably friends. Monica, of course, is the founder and president, or executive director, whatever title is, the grand poobah of Tobit, the Theology of the Body Evangelization Team, and then somebody who I've gotten to know quite well over the last couple of years, Jacob Niemeyer, who is the founder of Aqua Vera Aqua Vita, and
Vera Aqua Vera Vita.
Vera Aqua Vera Vita. I knew there was, I got the words right, but I scrambled. Vera Aqua Vera Vita. And so welcome to both of you. How you doing?
Great.
I'm doing really well. I just finished a talk, but more importantly, Jacob here is a married man.
Oh.
So he has lived Theology of the Body in a unique way.
Yes. Yes.
You take that wherever you want to go with it, Jacob. I'm going to leave that one alone. But I'm just going to say congratulations.
Leave it to Monica to always throw that out there.
I'm just going to say congratulations on your wedding. And
thank you.
No, that's
thank
awesome,
you.
Man. You just had your big event, the speakeasy, a night at the speakeasy, which I think is such a cool theme. Which was last weekend. My niece got married, and so I was preoccupied. You guys had your biggest fundraising ever, like netted 15.
Yeah, we netted 15.
The mission of your organization.
I'll just tell you our mission statement. Our mission is to bring clean water to communities in need in developing countries, and our full mission statement is to tap into the physical and spiritual nature of water. I'm tapping Monica on the shoulder right now as I say that. So that we can generate clean water and sanitation solutions that bring true water, true life. And we want to empower those people that we're serving to make that happen.
Yeah, and of course, without water, we would die, and our bodies need them. And of course, our bodies are kind of important, right, Monica, would you say?
Oh, only slightly. You know, we're only spiritual. I mean, so with the Theology of the Body, you know.
Or Tobit.
I know, and Tobit in particular, the Theology of the Body Evangelization Team. We do focus on the body. But because the body reveals the whole person, including the spirit.
Yep.
And so it's exciting that I've known Jacob for a while, and he came up to me before he founded that nonprofit, and he was like, Monica, I really want to do this for people. You know, I really want to reach people who are, you know, who are have special needs in different countries. And then Fernanda, his wife now, I mean, she also had this mission. And so one of the things that Theology of the Body and Pope John Paul would say is, marriage and family life, they are meant to be on mission, just like the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so already they are, you know, kind of making their mission more than just their own family.
Yeah.
And only their, you know, openness to children, but reaching out. So I just want to commend Jacob and Fernanda for doing that.
Well, Monica's been a huge inspiration to me in my life. From the moment I met her, I was just inspired by her knowledge and love of the theology of the body. And it's actually one of those things where I went to one of her Tobit study sessions, and I met her and discovered this beautiful way to look at the theology of the body, which I had already learned about and already been had kind of been studying. But Monica kind of like opened it up in a way that like we can bring this into the real world. Like this is a real lived reality. And it was just so cool. And that was actually one of the inspirations for us with Vera Aqua Vera Vita to like approach our mission, not just from the physical need for water, but also that spiritual need for the living water of Jesus Christ, so that we're nourished in the body and soul, that we're not disconnected, but when we're fed both physically and spiritually, we can truly thrive as human beings.
Yeah. Monica, I never want to assume that everybody knows what Tobit is, or even the Theology of the Body. And you have given so many talks, and it seems like you're everywhere, and you were at Pro Life Boot Camp, and you're traveling around the country as one of the leading spokespeople of Theology of the Body Evangelization Team. Tell us where Theology of the Body is in 2019. We now have a canonized saint whose, you know, body of work you promote. Has that helped? Not that people didn't know who he was, but now that you can actually ask for the intercession of a canonized saint.
Amen.
Tell us, where is your group right now?
Yes, so it's interesting you ask that, because being here and speaking to educators, I would say at least a fourth of them had heard the theology of the body, so three-fourths have not.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't even know what it is.
They don't know what it is.
Wow.
They haven't heard it. They came up to me afterward, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so this is why Tobit was founded back in 2001. And so Pope John Paul gave us the theology of the body. It's a series of talks. And many people, when they hear theology of the body, they think it's only about sex and sexuality. But it's really about the human person, that we are made for love. And who gives us this love? Jesus Christ from the cross. So it's going to have to do with, you know, being a person who receives from Christ, so being people of the church. And then, of course, it's going to be about the Blessed Trinity, because God is love. So the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit being gifts to each other is really what love is about. And so when all of us, like, I feel like I'm Jacob's spiritual mom, you know?
Yeah.
So I've given the gift of self to him by being kind of a mom and, you know, helping him. And then he received and was formed by me and others.
Yeah.
And so, but Pope John Paul would say a married couple, when they give and receive to and from each other through the body, through the whole self, then that is that action, that conjugal spirituality is what he calls it.
Yeah.
Many people might think conjugal and spirituality are oxymorons.
Right. Like, conjugal seems very bodily, right?
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah. But he speaks about the full encounter of the other person. And so that's what I would say theology of body nowadays in 2019 is. I mean, last week I talked to Archbishop Corleone in San Francisco. These people from Australia, you don't know this, I don't think Jacob.
No, I haven't.
They said, hey, Monica, will you meet me in San Francisco and give us a talk on the theology? They loved it, so they're going to bring back, especially the Body Matters, the curriculum that I've written back there, and it's starting to explode there as well.
Yeah.
So the theology body is well and live, and we're trying to get it spread even more.
Now, you're a speaker at the UD Ministry Conference.
Yes.
And how long have you been attending the UD Ministry Conference?
Gosh, I want to say for at least 7 years. It was 7 years is what Tobit has had a booth. And so I'm really grateful. This is the first year I was asked to be a speaker. And so it's really
weird. Is that
really
right? First time you've been a speaker?
First time I've been a speaker. And so I'm really excited because some people in the audience I've seen, and, you know, I'm local now. And so it's really, it was a different experience.
What was your talk about?
It was about teaching.
I mean, I probably about the body, right?
Yeah. Teaching.
What specifically? I don't know.
Teaching TOB to tots, tweens, and teens.
Oh, wow.
And so what I was trying to convey to them is, if you start at a young age with the little ones, like, my body shows me I'm a gift.
Yeah.
And then you get to the teen, you know, the tweens, and then they're like, oh, the opposite of love, the gift of self, is use.
Yeah.
And then they start realizing that. Then you finally get to sexuality.
Yeah.
And so it's this trajectory that I'm trying to give to people so that they understand the truth of who they are and the truth of love.
Yeah, I'm laying that groundwork foundationally.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the things that you two have in common, obviously water is needed by everybody, and really theology of the body. You know, I teach the Summa to young. I think you can start teaching the Summa to two-year-olds. I really do believe that, and I know you would agree, and water is pretty much, even before you're two, you need the water. Yeah, Jacob, I asked you to give kind of the elevator speech about what you're doing, and I know your apostolate is so unique. It's international, and you're traveling to different countries, providing water for them, and I know your background and what Purdue you went to, right?
Yes.
How can people help you? This kind of resonates with somebody and this sounds like something they'd like to do, what do you need from our listeners?
Yeah, I think the biggest three calls to action that I would tell people that are listening is really, first and foremost, obviously being a young organization that we are, we're in need of funding and financial support. And we're a missionary organization, so when giving to Vera Aqua Vera Vita, 100% of whatever you give, public donations, is going to our mission to serve, to bring clean water to our less fortunate brothers and sisters. So you can be rest assured that your gift is going to have a massive impact on the people that we're serving, dollar for dollar. You don't have to worry about us taking overhead off the top. Secondly, I would say the call to action on my heart that would be probably the second best way to get involved with us is to volunteer your time. Whether that be in little ways or in big ways, we're always in need of volunteers domestically to help us get the word out, to advocate for our cause, to be speakers, to help us market, to help us fundraise, to help us plan our fundraising events like we just had this past weekend. We had a committee of 10 people on that planning team. And then finally, third, and I think honestly the most critical and frankly the easiest way to get involved with us is to pray for us and pray for our mission and pray specifically for the people that we're serving. We have a Fountains of Prayer program where we're praying for the specific intentions of the people that we're serving. We're not praying just for them to have clean water or proper wastewater services. We're actually praying for their specific spiritual needs for, you know, Alcira, or a specific economic or job need for, you know, Manuel. Just throwing out some names, and that's what we can do. We can build that bridge of solidarity with the people. So those are probably the three biggest ways for people to get involved with our organization.
And what's your website?
It is givetruewater.org.
Don't have to do the Latin, right?
You don't have to do the Latin. We bought the easy domain so people could remember it.
Yeah, givetruewater.org.
Yes.
Viraqua Viravita. See, I'm gonna get it right, at least at the end of the interview. Monica, we just got about a minute and a half or so. Tell us, how can listeners help you?
I think the main thing that we are in need of is people just spreading the news about the Theology Body in general, but especially about Tobit's The Body Matters. So I visited Archbishop Coeur de Lion last week, and I showed him the books. He was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome and so timely. When I was in Nashville 2 weeks ago, they're like, why haven't we heard about this? And so,
because they weren't listening to Guadalupe Radio Network.
I know. You bring me on often, Dave and Diane. I appreciate that. And so just spreading the news. We're hoping to get it to faith formation directors and then schools, especially principals, so they can make the decisions to bring it to children. And we're hoping that parents read these books, our books, with their children, so the parents can know about the truth of love and the truth of the human body and the theology of the body.
You can learn a lot yourself, even through the simplicity of a children's book. Monica Ashauer from Tobit. Tobit.org is the website. And also Jacob Niemeyer, happily married as of, what, 5 weeks
five
now?
5 weeks ago tomorrow.
Best 5 weeks of your life,
yes.
Right? Fernanda is her name?
Fernanda, yeah.
Fernanda, all right.
Yeah.
God bless you. And givetruewater.org? Is that right?
That's correct.
GiveTrueWater.org and Tobit.org. And I didn't realize you guys were friends. That's awesome.
Yes,